All right, we're going to get started with our press conferences here for today's race. Today's win by Denny Hamlin was the 200th win for Toyota here in the Cup Series. We have brought in Tyler Gibbs, president of TRD. Tyler, pretty big milestone for Toyota. What does this mean for you guys?
Yeah, it's a testament to how much work has gone in over the last, 19 years. So the team that we have at TRD, the team we have at TMNA, the team we have on the track, when you look at JGR, 2311, Furniture Row, Red Bull, and Michael Waltrip Racing combining for 200 wins is just incredible for us.
And a heck of a way to start the playoffs also with back-to-back.
We'll take that. Yeah, not so bad.
All right, we'll open up to questions for Tyler. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic. We'll start up here with Jeff and then Bob.
Hey, Tyler. Joey Logano was just out there talking about how everybody else has to be pretty much perfect to beat a Toyota car right now. Feels like you guys are bringing the smoke in terms of having a lot of grip, having a lot of horsepower. Certainly, I'm sure you're pleased with these first two playoff races, but do you, you know, see it that way in terms of your optimism for the rest of the playoffs, that you guys have brought something that everybody else is going to have to go through a Toyota car to win this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the preparation that all three of our teams have, especially when you look at what JGR and 2311 have done through the season, you watch Legacy getting better every week. But as it relates to the playoffs, the tracks have suited us well, have suited our drivers well, and you've seen execution. So I think execution is going to be what wins races in the playoffs and is going to win the championship at Phoenix. The cars are so close, and there's so much work that goes into doing all of that, that execution can take all of that away. And so we've seen that last week. We've seen a little bit of that this week, a little less maybe this week than last. But we're going to keep our heads down. We're going to keep preparing the way we have. The work that the teams have done is incredible. So between the work that the TRD folks have done over the course of this year, we had some stumbles at the beginning of the year, and we really worked hard to eliminate those and be ready for the playoffs. So this is where we're here for. So,
go to Bob next.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Did you all have you brought an updated engine package in the last month?
We haven't brought specifically a spec upgrade, but we have made some minor improvements to the performance over the course of the last 6 or 8 weeks.
And I'm curious, do you all at TRD have any angst of trying to get Denny his first championship? You know, that's all we ever talk about.
Yeah, I think you guys worry about it more than we do. So long as the driver sitting here at Phoenix is wearing a Toyota logo, I'm going to be happy. Again, it would be great to get a Hall of Famer like Denny a championship, but we don't have any favorites when it comes to winning. Whoever wins, that's what we're looking for. It was nice to see a split, which just puts more points in the bank for both drivers last week and this week.
Any additional questions for Tyler? Go to Kelly.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Tyler, I guess this piggybacks off of Jeff's question, and you admitted, you know, there's a lot of racing left to go. But after these 2 weeks, what you're seeing across the board with all the Toyota teams, do you feel any better or worse about championship chances this year and kind of, I don't want to say ending a drought, but I don't have to remind you, right? It's been since 2019.
Yeah. You definitely don't need to remind me. But, yeah, it's race by race. It's week to week. Anything can happen. We're going to Bristol next week. Bristol traditionally is a pretty good track for us and for our teams and for our drivers. But it's Bristol, and it's the night race, and it's a playoff race, and the stakes are high for everybody. And one mistake by anybody can cost other playoff contenders all kinds of issues. So we're just going to focus one race at a time. And, again, I know that's cliche, but it really doesn't do us any good to look that much further down the road. We just need to be prepared for this week. Maybe we start looking the week after as well, just because it takes so much work to get ready for these races.
Anything final for Tyler? All right, Tyler, well, congratulations on hitting that milestone. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you.